This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding James Boerma, B like boy, O-E-R, M like Mary, A. Date of birth, 9/26/1950. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Boerma with stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was June 16, 2025. His weight is unchanged. Since his last visit, he was coughing a great deal with meals and after meals. So he had testing for EGD, which was done January 20th of this year, and it showed that he had a hiatal hernia, gastric inflammation, and esophagitis. And he, at that time, he was started on omeprazole, 40 milligram daily. He never had any discomfort or nausea, but the coughing is dramatically improved on the new medication. And he also had a barium swallow test, which was done February 25th of 26. That was considered benign. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And medications, in addition to the new omeprazole, I want to highlight lisinopril 10 milligram daily and metoprolol 25 milligram daily with hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 193 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 68 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/72. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.76, higher than the previous two levels, but within his range. June 13th, 24, creatinine was 1.73. Estimated GFR is 40. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2, albumin 3.7, and phosphorus 4.3. Hemoglobin 15.3, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.